Rabbi. Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Lamed Beis. Today we will continue with the Gemara. We concluded the Mishnah yesterday. We're going to start from Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. We're gonna start with the Gemara that's going to underscore all of the virtues of the mitzvah of Bris Milah and also teach us through the lives of Moshe Rabbeinu and through what happened in the life of Moshe Rabbeinu as well as Avram Avinu, exactly how powerful the mitzvah of Bris Milah is and the danger in not properly performing the mitzvah of Bris Milah. The Gemara then is going to undertake a discussion of certain very interesting gematrios. So a lot of gematrios on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, leading over to the top of Lamed Beis Amud Beis, mainly having to do with the mitzvah of Bris Milah as well. And the perek is going to conclude with an idea or a metaphor for how a person has to guard himself from the Yetzirah and how Tshuva and Ma'asim Tovim can help insulate a person from sin. So today is basically all Agadata, much lighter fare than the past few days, thankfully. And then tomorrow, God willing, we'll start the fourth parak, and we're back to the grind. So at least for a couple of days. So says the Gemara, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, six lines down from the bottom of the page. So Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, Gdola Mila shekol zchuyah shasa Moshe Rabbeinu lo amdulo kashen etz rashal min amila. That Mila is so great because all of the zchuyos that Moshe Rabbeinu had on his ledger for all the good that he had done in his life, they were not enough to save him when he was nichshel, when he was a little lax in the performance of the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, famous story in the pasuk, Vayivakesheyu Hashem, Vayivake Shamiso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu confronted Moshe and wanted to kill him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill him. This is the Maisa of Moshe's second son Eliezer, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to go back, to leave Midian and go back to Mitzrayim. Eliezer had just been born. Moshe Rabbeinu was in a quandary. He didn't know what to do. Should he leave right away? The Gemara is going to elaborate right away. Should he leave right away? Should he perform the Bris Milah and then go? That would be a danger to the child. So Moshe Rabbeinu was in a little bit of a bind. So Amar Rebbe, so says Rebbe, Chas v'sholom she Moshe Rabbeinu nisrashal min amila, Chas v'sholom Moshe Rabbeinu stam was lax with the mitzvah of Bris Milah and decided, forget it, I'm not going to give my son Eliezer a Milah on the eighth day. And that certainly wasn't what happened here. So what was the rationale? Ela kachamer, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Emol ve'etze, again, Eliezer was born right before HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe, go leave Midian and go back to Mitzrayim, because the Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Mitzrayim are in need of your leadership. So he said like this, should I wait here until the eighth day? Should I then be Mal Eliezer and then immediately depart Midian and go to Mitzrayim? So then sakana hi, that's going to be a sakana to the child, Shenemar, as it says by the Maisa of Shimon and Levi and Shechem, Vayhi biyom hashlishi biyosam koavim. It was on the third day, and they were hurting. They were injured. They were dealing with the pain of the Bris Milah. So the Ran says it doesn't necessarily mean that the pain of the Bris is worse on the third day than it is on the second day, but rather it's the cumulative effect of the pain. So says the Ran at the bottom of the page, that it's the cumulative effect of being in pain for day one, and then being in pain in day two, and just generally being in a miserable state. Then by the third day, you're really miserable, but not necessarily that on the third day the physical pain is any worse than on the first 2 days. Ibn Ezra, though, on the Psukim seems to indicate otherwise, that he says no, that actually on the third day the pain is actually worse than on the first 2 days. But in any event, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, how am I going to give my son a bris and then immediately depart and go on the road? It's very dangerous to be on the road and just to be disturbed after having received the Bris Milah. But then he said, Emol v'eshe shlosha yamim. Okay, so it says, Vayi bayom ashlishi v'yosam kovim. The mashmos is that after the 3 days, it's fine. After the 3 days, the pain diminishes and it's okay to travel. So should I give my son a bris and then wait 3 days? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar li Leich Shuv Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to go back to Mitzrayim. It's not an option for me to sit around and waiting for 3 days, even if I am waiting for for my son to recuperate after giving him a bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a directive. Go right now. So, Ella, Dimnei Mane Nash Moshe. So, in that case, so what was the issue? Well, why was he punished? It was clearly would have been the wrong thing to sit and wait to give the bris, wait around the 3 days, and then start going back to Mitzrayim. So we've already sort of established that he did the right thing by leaving right away and going back to Mitzrayim. So the issue was, B'mnation is Asik B'malon Tchila, because he dealt with Iske Malon, he dealt with his lodging before he attended to the brish, and emar v'ibaderech b'malon, because it says v'ibaderech b'malon that he came off the derech and he went to the hotel to arrange for the lodging. If you look at the Ran says that the Malon actually was on the outskirts of Mitzrayim. It wasn't actually in Mitzrayim. But the point is that such a little distance to travel wouldn't be adverse to the baby. And so once he got basically to the outskirts of Mitzrayim, the first thing he should have done before he made the arrangements and check in at the hotel is that he should have attended to the bris of his son first and then dealt with lodging afterwards. However, what Moshe Rabbeinu did was, Moshe Rabbeinu also traveling with small kids, right? He stopped at the hotel, made the arrangements, and then after that, because of the maisa that happened, as we'll talk about right away, he only after that did he attend to the bris. So that was the issue, that Moshe Rabbeinu took 3 minutes to check in to the hotel before attending to the bris of his son Eliezer. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo l'moshe Rabbeinu bikesh atan la'arog el lo satinok. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, you have it wrong. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu who the satan wanted to kill. It was rather Eliezer who the satan wanted to kill. Shenemar ki chasan damim atali. Because it says in the pasuk, ki chasan damim atali, you are a chasan damim. That's what Moshe's wife Tzipporah said. So tsei rei, mi kari chasan, who's called the chasan at the bris? Have omer zeatinok. So it's obvious that the chasan is the tinok. The chasan is not the avia ben. The tinok rather is made a chasan through the bris. So if Eliezer is called chasan damim, then chasan damim means that it was actually Eliezer whose life was at risk. So Darash Rav Yehuda Bar Bizna, says Bishah. So of course, by the way, that if you say that the person whose life was at risk was actually Moshe Rabbeinu and not Eliezer, it's ki chasan damim atali. In other words, that on account of the chasan, on account of Eliezer, who's the chasan through his bris, damim atali, you would have been killed. But either way, you can interpret the pasuk either way here. So says the Gemara Vayter, Darash Rav Yehuda Bar Bizna, Bishah Shenitz Rashal Moshe Min Amila, at the time that Moshe was lax in performance of the mitzvah of Mila, bo af v'chema, the malachim of af v'chema came, two malachim of anger came, ubalu, and they swallowed Moshe Rabbeinu, v'lo shiru m'menu ala raglav, and they left unswallowed only Moshe Rabbeinu's feet. So the Ran says, it doesn't mean Moshe Rabbeinu's feet, it means the makom amila, that one came from the top, from the head, and swallowed him, half of his body, the other came from his feet and swallowed half of his body, leaving exposed only the makom amila. Tzipora saw this, realized the symbolism right away, understood why the malachim af and chema came and swallowed Moshe Rabbeinu dafka until the makom amila. Miyad vatikach Tzipora tzar vatikros es arlas bena. Immediately Tzipora took a sharp rock and gave her son Eliezer a bris. And miyad vayarif mimenu. And immediately, af and chema released themselves from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Marsha says, obviously, this whole story is very strange because Mila is obviously a very important mitzvah, but failure to perform a bris is generally not punishable by death. All right, you don't get a death penalty right away. That immediately Af and Chema are going to come and swallow. So what we see from here, obviously, is that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was such a tremendous tzaddik, and tzaddikim are obviously dealt with kechot asayra, and for a tzaddik to be nichshol, even with something that to us is totally excusable, for a tzaddik, that's really a fatal error. So the malachim were going to come, and they were literally going to execute Moshe on account of his delay in giving, giving Eliezer a bris. Also, what we see from here is that, and granted a separate, a lofty status applies only to Moshe Rabbeinu, not necessarily to normal people. But we see that there is an issue, even if you can't give the Mila Bezman, even if you can't give the Mila on the eighth day, there's still an issue, and there's a Mila of giving the Mila just as soon as you possibly can. Because over here, if you go through the timeline, this was already later than the eighth day. We had said that Eliezer was born sometime before HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to leave Minyan and go to Mitzrayim. The trip took a certain amount of time. It took a certain number of days. By the time they got to Mitzrayim, it was already after the eighth day. So this was already a Mila Shelo Bezmana. So it wasn't like it was a Mila Shelo Bezman and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was assailing Moshe for not performing the mitzvah Bezman. It was already Shelo Bezman. Yet Moshe Rabbeinu was criticized for waiting even just an extra few minutes before performing the mitzvah. So we see that there is a mila, there's an inyan to perform the mila bizman, or as soon as possible, rather, even after you miss the optimal zman of the eighth day. So that comes out of this story as well. So says the Gemara Vayter, Biyosa Shah, so Moshe Rabbeinu was traumatized, he was swallowed, half of his body was swallowed by Af, half of his body was swallowed by Chema. So Bikesh Moshe Rabbeinu Lahargan, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to kill these Malachim who swallowed him. Shenemar, Heref Ma'af, Va'azov Chema, that Af should desist and Chema should be forsaken. V'yesh Omrim, and others say, L'chema Hargo, that he actually did kill this Malach of Chema. Shenemar Chema Ainli, because later on Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Pasuk, that, the Pasuk says in the Navi Yeshaya about this, that Chema Ainli, that there is no Chema. Because why? Because there is no Chema, because Moshe Rabbeinu killed Chema. So Vaksiv, well, how could that be? It also says in a different Pasuk, in Sefer Dvarim, so you don't have to go to the Navi, you could go back to the Chumash, it says, Ki Agarti Bimnea Af V'Chema, that I was terrified because of Af and Chema. So, what is it? If Moshe Rabbeinu killed Chema, how was it that the Bnei Yisrael were later on terrified of Chema if Moshe Rabbeinu executed Chema? So says the Gemara, two answers. Trei Chema Havi. A, there were two Malachim, could be there were two Malachim named Chema. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not limited by a certain number of Malachim. There could be an infinite number of Malachim. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have had two Malachim named Chema. Viba Seima, Gunda de Chema. It wasn't the actual Malach Chema, it was the legions of Chema, basically the followers of the Malach Chema that Klal Yisrael were afraid of in the Pasuk and Sefer Dvarim. The Chema that Moshe Rabbeinu killed wasn't all of the legions of Chema, it was only the headmaster, it was only the actual Malach called Chema. Says the Gemara Vayter. Good. So that concludes the discussion of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Bris Mila and how important Bris Mila is as illustrated through the story of Moshe Rabbeinu and his son Eliezer. Now we move on to Avram Avinu, about 15 lines down on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, Gdola Mila, She'en Lecha Mishenes Asaik B'mitzvos K'Avram Avinu. There was no Bal Mitzvos like Avram Avinu. V'lenikra Tamim Ela Al She'en Mila. And yet Avram Avinu was only called Tamim, he was only called complete once he performed the mitzvah of Mila. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Hisalech Lefanai Ve'yetamim. In the context of Eksiv, Ve'edna Brisi Beini Beinecha. That in the context of being commanded to perform the mitzvah of Bris Mila, Ve'edna Brisi Beini Beinecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, Hisalech Lefanai, if you walk before me, how? Through performing the mitzvah of Bismila, Ve'yesamim, then you'll be complete. Until now, despite all the mitzvahs that he performed and all the gerim that Avram Avinu converted, he was not complete until he performed the mitzvah of Mila. Davar Acher, another drasha, Gdola Mila, Sheshkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvah Shebetorah. Mila is so great that it is equal to, it's Keneged, all of the mitzvahs in the Torah. Shene'emar, Ki Al Pi Advar Me'ele, Karati, it says, Ki al pi advar me'ela karati itcha bris, ves Yisrael. That on account of these things, meaning the entire Torah, then it uses a lashon of bris, so it's making a comparison between the mitzvah of bris mila and bris mila somehow being equivalent to all of the other mitzvahs and all of the other things that are mentioned in the Torah. Davar acher, another drasha, that gdola mila shel mole mila nuskaimu shemayim v'aretz. Mila is so great because were it not for the mitzvah of mila, the heaven and earth would not be able to survive and continue to exist the way we know them. Shenemar im lo barisi yomam v'layla. Huko shemayim va'aretz lo samti. That and over here it's if the lo barisi is from the lashon of bris. In other words, were it not for the mitzvah of bris mila that Klal Yisrael performs, then Chukos Shemayim Varetz Lo Samti. I would not permit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the heaven and earth to remain in place and continue to function as they do. Upligi the Rebbe Eliezer, but this drasha argues on Rebbe Eliezer because he interprets this differently. Demar Rebbe Eliezer, Gedola Torah. Torah is so great. Shalomale Torah alonus kaimu Shemayim Varetz. Were it not for the Torah, the Shemayim and Aretz would not exist. Shenemar imlo barisi yomam v'layla chuko Shemayim v'aretz lo samti. And the bris over here is the covenant not of Mila, but is interpreted as the covenant of Torah. So there are two ways to interpret the pasuk we see of imlo barisi yomam v'layla, one referring to bris Mila, the other referring to Torah. And if you think about it, it's really one of the same, right? Because we had just said that bris Mila is keneged Torah. So I'm not even sure that these deus are necessarily have to be arguing. One of them could be speaking about Torah, the other one could be speaking allegorically about Torah through the mitzvah of Mila, but in any event, the Gemara presents them as if they're arguing. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. B'shosh Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram Avinu, at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, Hishalech lefanai v'yeh tamim, that you shall walk before me through the mitzvah of Bris Mila, and then you will be complete. Achsoso Ra'ada, Avram Avinu was overcome by trembling. He was terrified. What was he terrified about? So the Mefarish explains that Avram Avinu thought that until that point, Avram Avinu thought that until that point there was some sort of flaw that prevented him from achieving this level of tamimus. Avraham Avinu was afraid. Here he was his whole life working, trying to be as perfect as possible, trying to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that until now he's been deficient. So Amar, Shema Yesh Bi Davar Maguna, maybe I have some flaw that's preventing me from achieving this level of tamimus. Kivin Shemar Lo Vetna Brisi Beinu Veinecha Neskarura Daito. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, and I will give a bris, I will make a bris between me and you. In other words, you have to perform this mitzvah of Bris Mila, then Avram Avinu's mind was set at ease. Why was Avram Avinu's mind set at ease? Because he knew the thing that the impediment to achieving the level of Tmimas until this point didn't have to do with any failure of Avram Avinu to perform that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had wanted him to perform. It was rather on account of a new mitzvah, of a new commandment that he hadn't yet been given. You can't fulfill something, obviously, that you hadn't been commanded yet. So Avram Avinu was put at ease by what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, that it was the new mitzvah of Mila that was preventing him from attaining this extreme level of Tamimas. So Vayotze Oso Achutza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram Avinu outside. So what does it mean, outside? So Amar Lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam, so Avram Avinu says, Ribono Shel Olam, Istakalti B'mazel Sheli, I looked at my mazel, and the proper gear here is, Ve'ein Li Ben Acher Ela Yishmael, and I will not have another son except for Yishmael. So Amar Lei, Samar Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, Tzei Mis Tagnina Shelcha, go leave your Itztagninas, go leave your astrology. She'ein mazel Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael doesn't have mazel. Why doesn't Klal Yisrael have mazel? Because Klal Yisrael can affect their mazel. Klal Yisrael can change their mazel through tefillah. So if you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could change your mazel. So the fact that something is said in the horoscope doesn't mean anything as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned. Sei mitzagnina shalcha is interpreted as go leave your astrology. In other words, you are above. Klal Yisrael is lamaila min ateva and lamaila min amazel. So go out from your mazel. That's why it says in the pasuk vayotze oso hachutza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him basically outside. Yeah, you're right. In terms of the physical world as we know it, and in terms of what we think governs this world, you're right, you're not going to have any more kids. But you forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the capacity to make Klal Yisrael l'mayla min ateva. So above the mazel, you will have more children. So Amar Rav Yitzchak, Kala Matmim, anybody who's Tamim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anybody who's an Ish Tam, who follows HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a simple way and in a trusting way, and doesn't try to divine what's going to happen in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matmim imo. So anybody who follows HaKadosh Baruch Hu faithfully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be tam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a tam with him. Shenemar im chasid tis chasad, im gibar tamim titamam. If you are an ish tam, you will be repaid with tamimus. So I'm a Rav Yoshia, kol matmim matzmo. Anybody who makes himself an ish tam and just doesn't bother himself, doesn't worry himself with trying to figure out the future and looking at the horoscopes and astrologers, so Shah Medeslo, the Shah is going to stand for him. What does that mean, Shah Medeslo? The Ran says that means that he's going to be Ola Ligdula. That, in other words, if you don't seek out greatness, if you don't seek out the horoscopes to try to figure out how great you're going to be or what good thing is going to happen to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ensure that good things do wind up happening to you. Shenemar es halich lefanai v'yetamim. And then what does it say? V'chziv v'yisa la'avamon goyim. What's the reward for being tamim? The reward for being a tam. The reward for being a tam is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make Avram Avinu into an avamon goyim. That's the Shaul Medeslo. That's the Ola, the Aliyah Ligdula Avram Avinu, is that he's going to be an Avla Amon Goyim. So I'm a Rebbe, so says Rebbe, the flip side is, kol HaMenachesh, anybody who is a Menachesh, and anybody who is trying to divine the future and figure out what's going to happen, and does not just trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu faithfully, lo nachash, he will have an evil future. He will have a future of bad things, because he's trying to seek out a good future. Dafka, a bad future is going to come to him. And then lo nachash, the Ran explains, means the nachashim ksamim rod v'nachar acharav, that nachashim and ksamim and magic are going to chase him. And as it says, that man dekapit kabdinan, that whoever is makbid about these things will actually be impacted by these things. So if you're worried about the nichush, then you're going to get nichush. Then an evil future is going to become you. Shenemar, as it says, ki lo nachash b'Yaakov. Bilam said that he can't curse Klal Yisrael because there is no nichush in Yaakov. There is no nichush in Klal Yisrael. So says the Gemara, wait, v'hav b'lamed aleph ksiv. This word lo is written lamed aleph. There is no nichush. What you just said is hamenachesh lo lamed vav nachash. If you're menachesh, then he will have a nachash follow him. And over here, what Bilam is saying is that there is no nichush. So how is the pasuk by Bilam a raya to the fact that hamenachesh lo nachash? It says the Gemara, well, you have to look at it like this: elamisha mida keneged mida. In other words, right, that what Bilam was saying was, I can't curse Klal Yisrael. Why? Because lo nachash, because lamed aleph, there is no nachash, there is no nichash in them. If there were nichash in Klal Yisrael, then I would be able to visit upon them an evil future. But I can't, because it's mida keneged mida. They're tamim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be tamim with them. Okay, so Viter, so says the Gemara, first wide line here on the towards the bottom. So Tani Ava Bere de Rav Zera, Kol Adam Sheina Menachesh. Anybody who is not Menachesh, Machnisanosa Memchitza Shafila Malachay Ashares in Yechon Likanes Pesocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reserves for him a place, even where the Malachay Ashares, even where the Malachay Ashares cannot get in. Shenemar Kilo Nachash BeYaakov Lo Kesem BeYisrael, because there is no Nichush in Yaakov. And there are no ksamim in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael doesn't try to figure out what the future is. And the Ran says this is also mida kenegan mida, right? We had said that somebody who's tam with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be tam with him. And therefore, if a person is dafka not going to seek out the divine inspiration of what's going to happen in the future, if a person dafka stays away from that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward him by sharing with him secrets that even the Malachi Ashares are not zocha to know. And this is just another example of this mida keneged mida that's applicable here. So Amar Rav Avo, Amar Rav Elazar, Bibnei Ma Nenash Avram Avinu, Vinisht Abdu Banav L'Mitzrayim, Masayim v'eser shanim. Why was Avraham Avinu punished and his children sentenced to slavery in Mitzrayim for 210 years? B'mnei sha'asa angarya b'talmid chacham. Because he made an angarya to a talmid chacham. What does that mean? That he sent a talmid chacham out to milchama. He sent a talmid chacham out to war. Shenemar. How do we know this? Vayorek es chanichav yilide beso. That Avraham Avinu prepared his yilid bayis, who was Eliezer, that for war. And what does chanichav mean? Chanichav is from the lashon of chinuch, that Avraham Avinu was mechanech Eliezer with Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Avraham Avinu rather sent Eliezer, whom he was mechanech with Torah, out to war. That was a bad thing to do. He shouldn't have sent a Talmud Chacham out to war. Shmuel says, no, it's not that he sent Eliezer out to war. After all, he didn't have anybody else to fight with him. But Elam Emnesha Hifriz al Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he questioned the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar Bameh Eda Ki Ershena. How will I know that I will inherit this, that I will inherit this land? That Avraham Avinu questioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do I know? So Rav Yochanan Amar, of course the Mefarshim say Avraham Avinu wasn't stopped questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What he was saying was Bameh Eda, with what zechus? In other words, he wasn't saying, I don't believe you. He just wanted to know, how can it be that I did something so great that's worthy of my descendants inheriting Eretz Yisrael? So it wasn't that, so the Mefarshim say, it wasn't that Avraham Avinu was questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to deliver on the promise, Chas V'Shalom. He just didn't understand how it was that he would be zocha to it. So it's not quite as bad when looked at it through that lens. Rav Yochanan Amar Shifrish Bnei Adam Meli Kones Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, that Avraham Avinu prevented people from coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What? I thought Avraham Avinu was the one who was mezgai everybody. Shnemar, it says in the pasuk, Tein li anefesh v'rachush v'rachush kach loch. It says Tein li anefesh v'rachush kach loch after the milchama with the king of Sodom, where the king of Sodom says, I'll tell you what, you won the war, you have by right the ability to collect all the spoils of war. Why don't you take all of the rechush, but leave me the people, leave me the prisoners of war. And Avraham Avinu actually left the prisoners of war with the king of Sodom. And because Avraham Avinu left those prisoners of war with the king of Sodom and didn't take them for himself and convert them, that's why Avraham Avinu was punished by his descendants serving a term of slavery in Mitzrayim for 210 years. Despite all of the people who Avraham Avinu was makariv and brought tachas kanfei hashchina, it was the forsaken opportunity to bring even more people to Geirus and under the shchina, to kanfei hashchina, with this maisa of the Milchemes Sodom. So says the Gemara Vayter, four lines up from the bottom now, Vayorikas chanichav yilide beso, that Avraham Avinu girded his chanichav yilide beso for war, Rava Marsha horikon b'Torah, that he emptied them of Torah. What does it mean he emptied that of Torah? So a horikon from the lashon of vayorek, from the lashon of horikon, of the lashon of emptied, what it means is that Avraham Avinu emptied them from Torah because Eliezer was sitting all day in the Beis Medrash learning with him, and now Avraham Avinu took him away from the Beis Medrash and put him out into the battlefield. He wasn't able to learn, so that's how he was emptied from Torah. Ushmuel amar no, sheharikon b'zav, that Avraham Avinu bribed them. He plied them with zav. He plied them with zav. Shmona Eser Vishola, he plied them with Zav. So Shmona Eser Vishola Shmeo, so it says that there were 318 people. Some Ravami Barabba Eliezer Keneged Kulam. And Eliezer was equivalent in stature to all of them. So, and Ikadamri Eliezer Hu Dechashbina Hachi Havi. No, it wasn't 318 people. It was only Eliezer Dechushbine, because the gematria of Eliezer's name is 318. So Vyama Ravami Bar Abba Ben Gimel Shanim Hikar Avram Ezboro, that Avram Avinu was 3 years old when he found HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk, another gematria, Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoli, that Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoli Chushbenei Mea V'Shivim V'Tartin V'Trin, that the Chushbenei, the gematria of Ekev is 172. We know that Avram Avinu lived 175 years. Ekev, for 172 of 175 years, Shama Avram Bekoli. that it's 172 years that Avraham Avinu listened to the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because for the first 3 years of his life, he had not yet found HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'yom HaRami Baraba, HaSatan, B'chush B'nei, the word HaSatan is B'chush B'nei, is in the Gematria of Tlas Mea V'shisin V'arba, is in the Gematria of 360 and 64. And if you look in the Ron says that there were, so what's the significance of 364? The significance is that we know that there were 365 days in the year. I know there aren't. According to the Hebrew calendar, there are 354. But with the 7 leap years out of the 19, we make sure that over the span of 19 years, there are an equivalent number of days in counting 19 lunar years and 19 solar years. Now, in the solar calendar, 365 days, the Sutton has dominion in 364 out of the 365, every day except for Yom Kippur. And in the span of 19 years, because of the leap years that we add to the lunar months, there will be, to the lunar year, because of the leap months that we add to the lunar year, there will be one Yom Kippur for each 365 days over the span of 19 years. So that's how the Gematria works, that on Yom Kippur, the Satan has no Shalita, the Satan has no power, control over Klal Yisrael. V'yom HaRami Bar Abba, Ksiv Avram v'Ksiv Avraham. It says Avram and then Avraham. So b'tchilam licho HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-Masayim v'arba v'shalosh evarim. At first HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram Avinu control over 243 of his evarim, of his limbs. Ulubsof himlichu al-Masayim v'arbaam v'shmona. After the hey was added to Avram's name, hey b'gematria 5, that Avram Avinu was given control not only over 243 Avarim, but over 248 Avarim. So Eluhain, so what are these five additional Avarim? They were Shtei Nayim, the two eyes, Shtei Aznayim, Perosh HaGaviyah. They're the two eyes, the two ears, and the Makom HaMila. In other words, after the Bris Mila, Avram Avinu was given the ability to control his basic human urges and to control the urges that stem from the Makom HaMila as well. The Marsha says that the faculties of sight and hearing are also faculties more of Ruchnius than of Gashmius. Why? They enable a person to perceive things that are intangible. All right, well, so does smell, really. But if you think about it, taste is very tangible. You're tasting something, but you, when you see something and when you hear something, there's no mamushas necessarily to sight and to hearing. And Avram Avinu, what this is trying to tell us, that Avram Avinu was given control not only of the Evarim which perform really physical functions, but even the Evarim which perform more spiritual functions, Avram Avinu was given control over these when he got his Bris Mila. V'yom HaRami Bar Abba, Maidichsiv Ir Katana. What does it mean when it says Ir Katana? There's a small city of Anoshim, and there are people in the city. So the Gemara now is going to darshan this pasuk Siriyadim. So Ir Katana Zeaguf. This is the body. Anoshim ba Maat, and some men come to infiltrate the city. Elu Evar, and there are men there. Elu Evarim. These are the men. These are the Evarim. These are the limbs of a person. Uboy Elel Melech Gadol V'Savevosa, and a big king comes and surrounds the city to infiltrate it. Ze Yetzahara. This is the Yetzahara. Ubana Aleha Mitzudim V'Charamim, and builds around the city all sorts of forts and implements of war. Elu Avonos. These are the sins that a person commits that gives the Yetzahara ammunition to attack the body. Umatzaba Ish Miskein V'Chacham, and they found in the city a solitary Chacham and a Tzaddik. Ze Yetzer Tov. This is the Yetzer Tov. Umale Tu Asair B'Chachmaso, and he saves the city with his Chachma. What's his Chachma? Zu Tshuva Maisim Tovim. This is Tshuva Maisim Tovim. The Adam Lo Zachar Asaish HaMiskein Hahu, and a person does not remember this poor person. What does that mean? The Bishasha Yetzahara, less the Midkar Leli Yetzer Tov. Because at the time when the Yetzahara is trying to convince you to do something, there's nobody who remembers the Yetzer Tov. People just forget about the Yetzer Tov. They go right and they follow the urges that the Yetzahara is urging them to pursue. Hechachma ta'oz lechacham me'asara shalitim. The chachma can strengthen a chacham more than ten shalitim, more than 10 rulers. So what does that mean? So a chachma ta'oz lechacham zu tshuva ma'isim tovim. A chachma to a chacham, it means that the tshuva ma'isim tovim strengthens a person me'asara shalitim, more than the 10 shalitim, more than the 10 rulers. What are the 10 rulers? Shtei enayim v'shtei aznayim, the 2 eyes, the 2 ears, Shtei Adayim, the 2 hands, Shtei Raglayim, Verosh Agvia, Upeh. And these are called Shalitim because most of the actions that a human being does, they're done either with his feet, he's running to do something, or he's doing something with his hands, or he's speaking something, or he's acting on an urge with his Makam Amila, or he's hearing something, or he's seeing something. These are all the gateways to a person's senses, and basically Tshuva and Ma'isim Tovim can enable somebody to conquer and to basically control all of these various senses and Evarim through which a person acts, such as the power of tshuva. So Amar Rav Zecharia, says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rav Zecharia Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Bikish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lohotzi Kuhuna Mishem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make the Kuhuna emanate from Shem Ben Noach. Shenemar V'hu Kohen L'Kel Elyon. That it says in the Pasuk is talking about Malki Tzedek, say the Mefarshim was Shem Ben Noach. And it says in the Pasuk, Hu Kohen L'Kel Elyon, he was a Kohen. But Kivan Sheikhtin Birchas Avram L'Birchas HaMakom. However, once Malki Tzedek was makdim the bracha to Avram Avinu, to the bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hotziyum me'Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the kahuna emanate from Avram Avinu and not from Malki Tzedek, not from Shem Ben Noach. Shenemar v'yivarcheyu v'yomar baruch Avram l'kel elyon. Here again is this lashon of l'kel elyon, whereas Malki Tzedek had been kohen l'kel elyon, now baruch Avram l'kel elyon, kone shemayim v'aretz, ubaruch kel elyon. So Amar lo Avram, Malki Tzedek says v'yivarcheyu v'yomar, Baruch Avram l'kel elyon, kone shemayim v'aretz, ubaruch kel elyon. Malki Tzedek said, Avram Avinu should be blessed, and Baruch Kel Elyon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be blessed. So Amar Lo Avram, so says Avram Avinu, V'chimaktima berchas eved leberchas kono, is this derech eretz, to put the bracha of the eved before the bracha of his master? You should have benched HaKadosh Baruch Hu before benching me, so why are you saying, Malki Tzedek, Baruch Avram, but why are you saying first Baruch Avram, and then after Baruch L'Kel Elyon? You should have benched HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you bench me. Miyad nitna l'Avram, immediately the kuhuna was given to, was given to Avram Avinu. What a kohen does, the avoda. Everything that a kohen does in doing the avoda and making sure that he doesn't become tameh, he always has to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his mind first and foremost each and every day and throughout the day. And what Avram Avinu, the lesson that Avram Avinu was teaching Malki Tzedek was, you can't give me a bracha before you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a bracha, because the first person who you have to bench always has to be, the first thing on your mind always has to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It can't be any human being. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Num Mashem Ladne Shevli Mino Ad Ashisai Vecha Hadom L'Ralecho Ubasrech Kziv Nishpa Hashem V'lo Yinachem Ata Kohen Li'olam Al Divrasi Malki Tzedek. What does that mean, Al Divrasi Malki Tzedek? Al Diburo Shem Malki Tzedek. Because of the Diburo, because of the speech of Malki Tzedek, that's why Ata Kohen Li'olam. That's why you are going to be a Kohen forever. V'ayinu L'tziv V'hu Kohen L'kel Elyon. That's why it says by Malki Tzedek that he was a Kohen L'kel Elyon. Hu Kohen Vein Zaro Kohen. He was a Kohen, but his Zera was not a Kohen. It was only he who was a Kohen, but even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Kuna to issue from Malki Tzedek, ultimately he had it issue from Avram Avinu. The Ran says, well, this is curious, because Avram Avinu, we know, was a descendant of Malki Tzedek. Avram Avinu was a descendant of Noach. We saw yesterday in one of the Mishnayos, that's why the Gemara was perplexed, why if a person takes a neder from Ben Noach, he's mutter to have a Noah from Bnei Yisrael, because after all, Bnei Yisrael are also Ben Noach. But just like we said over there, once Avram Avinu came along, now we're considered Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. So too, over here, says the Ran, even though, yes, the Kahuna emanated from Shem, but it didn't have the capacity to travel further. Avraham Avinu was zochet to the kuna on his own accord, not because he was a descendant of Shem. He was zochet to it on his own accord. Therefore, it's considered as the kuhuna emanating from Avraham Avinu himself. Hadron Alach Arba Nedarim. Tomorrow, God willing, we will begin the fourth parak. Ein Bein Amuzer Anam Mechaver Lamuzer Amenu Machol. Again, getting back into more lamdisha in Yanim tomorrow.